An immunologist is bewildered by the actions of an anti-vaccination movement that he has likened to organised terrorism. More than 140 complaints were sent to the Advertising Standards Authority about a billboard that was put up alongside Auckland Southern Motorway near Middlemore Hospital. It pictured a man holding a child and featured the caption, "If you knew the ingredients in a vaccine, would you risk it?" The billboard's owner pulled the advertisement yesterday after these complaints. Professor John Fraser is an immunologist and the Dean of Medical and Health Sciences at the University of Auckland. I spoke to him earlier this morning. He said not only was the billboard wildly inaccurate, it violated advertising principles by using fear to influence.
To my mind, it was an attempt to frighten or scare people who were undecided about the importance and safety of vaccination to try and convince them to consider otherwise.
And you've likened it to terrorism.
Yes, I have previously stated that in my mind this is a form of public terrorism. I've been roundly criticised for that, but I still believe that people who seek to do harm in nefarious ways such as this, and they are doing harm by promoting this idea that vaccination is unsafe and creates risk, is an intention to do harm, because if children aren't vaccinated, then they run the risk of serious disease. And every year, young children and adults die from infectious disease, many of them who haven't been vaccinated.
Yeah, let's talk about those risks. If we can be more specific, what are they at risk of and what are some of those worst-case scenarios? I mean, what happens potentially to people who don't vaccinate?
Well, every year people die from influenza. Every year we have, during the winter months, we have rates of infection from influenza that peak around July, August, and invariably people get extremely sick from that and some die. And that can be prevented by simple vaccination. So every year vaccination is offered for influenza, and some people take it up, some people don't. The risk is that if you don't get vaccinated, you do run the risk of a severe infection of influenza.
And what are the risks that you're posing to others?
Well, of course, if you don't get vaccinated, then you get infected and you transmit it to others. So one of the reasons why we have a public vaccination program in New Zealand is to ensure that as many people as possible are vaccinated against infectious disease, which not only protects the individual, but it also protects others because it limits the rates of transmission of that contagion to other people. So that's the purpose of widespread vaccination. It's called herd immunity. It's a very, very important part of public health, and it's been in place in New Zealand for decades, and it's been very, very important in keeping the rates of things like whooping cough, mumps, measles, rubella, all those nasty infections that we used to suffer from as children.
Well, let's address the question that was posed on the billboard itself. Mm-hmm. If you knew the ingredients in a vaccine, would you risk it? Tell us what side effects, if any, what risks, if any, exists in doing this, in vaccinating.
Well, I guess that was the thing that disturbed me the most, is this notion that there's a risk in vaccination. There isn't much risk in vaccination. Certainly some people have adverse reactions to vaccines. That's well known, in the same way that people react to penicillin or they react to eating peanuts. And that's an unavoidable risk, but that is the only risk of vaccination, and it's a very, very small risk. So 1 in 100,000 we're talking about have an adverse reaction, and those adverse reactions can usually be controlled. In listening to these people who have erected this poster, they pose that there are all sorts of other risks like heavy metals and fetal DNA, which I'm not sure what the risk of that is anyway, but there is no fetal DNA and there are no heavy metals in vaccines. Vaccines are very simply fragments of the virus or the bacteria that are used to stimulate the immune system without the person getting sick.
What is your reaction to how quickly this has been taken down, and do you believe that this would have had a negative effect and impact on the community? It was in a high profile place on a motorway.
Yes, it was deliberate, and it was deliberately divisive. And one of the reasons that I made a complaint, as did 140 other people within the morning that it was erected, was that it contravened three of the important rules of advertising. One is to use not to use fear to promote an idea, and that was the thing that upset me the most, because this is fear tactics, and it's using misinformation and lies to try and convince people that vaccines are unsafe when they are perfectly safe.
Now, that is Professor John Fraser, who's an immunologist. I spoke to him a little earlier this morning.